Saginaw. This is Tegan. I understand your husband was born out here. When did you arrive in Spalding Township?
Yes, he was born out here, right on this farm, and he, I came here January the 22nd, 1913.
Who were some of the residents out here when you came on?
Well, it was lots of Trentners, lots of Youngses. Bob Youngs, our state representative, was his, it would be his great-grandparents that lived here at this time.
You mentioned something about the Houlihans.
Oh, yes, there was lots of Houlihans lived here. They're original. They're some of the original people here, the Houlihans. And Hopkins are real old people. The old folks, Elmer Hopkins folks, were original people here for years.
Houlihans had after them?
I imagine that when consumers named these roads, that's what they named it. And they was holy hands on, and they had, and there's Bankerts, the original Bankerts. They live on Holy Hand Road.
Now, we're on Cole Road right now. Can you tell me something about Cole Road?
Well, Cole Road was the original road to Saginaw. Martindale's had a toll bridge over the Cass River, and that's the way they used to go to town.
They actually collected a toll?
I don't know if it was 10 cents or how much, but they had to pay a toll to go across that bridge. All I know is what they told me, because that bridge wasn't there when I came here. But there was pieces of it. My son-in-law owns the farm down there now.
What year was this then? This
I don't know.
You came,
yeah, longer, probably in 1893 or something like that. That's what year I was born.
And Cole Road, what was the original name?
Quarter Line. They always called this the Quarter Line Road. Consumers named this Cole Road. And we had a supervisor, Mr. Frank Cole, that lived on this road across from Spalding Hall. And he wanted it named Cole Road.
Road wasn't in, that was a trail?
It was just vehicles could go across, you know, they had wagon track, as far as I know, but then Sheridan came into existence. Albert Taggart was a supervisor, and he and the supervisor in Bridgeport Township got together, and they put the bridge, as far as I know, they are the instigators of getting the bridge, the Sheridan Road Bridge over the Cass River. Did I get it right?
You mentioned Albert Taggart. No.
That's my husband's brother.
He was a township official.
He was township supervisor for quite a few years, but I couldn't tell you just how long.
This was before 1913.
Oh, yes, long time.
That was way back.
Yes, that was way back. My husband took a township clerk in 1912. The man passed away, and my husband took township clerk in 1912, so we were married, and Albert wasn't supervisor then.
Okay, with Sheridan being the main road into Saginaw, what was their source of transportation from out here?
Well, it was horse and buggy, people on horseback, and wagon, and a team of horses. Most usually it was a wagon and a team of horses.
I was impressed by the way people walked. So much walking. You mentioned that they walked to Bridgeport and to Saginaw when they were out here.
My sister-in-law was told about the time her father walked to Bridgeport for a doctor to come home. My husband was a small child and he was sick, and the doctor came with a horse and buggy from Bridgeport.
So taking him a long time to get there, though.
I suppose a half a day at least.
Now the railroad runs by here too. Gable Road.
About a mile away from Sheridan Road, Grand Trunk Railroad, and years ago that was very popular. We used to walk to Oroville and take the train, and I can remember them taking cabbage or something another over there and loading it on the train as a siding there, and they had cars that they loaded the different things in, and yes, it was a big station in Foster's, but here in Oroville, they had to use a flag sometimes to stop the train when they wanted the train to pick them up. People wanted to get on the train. We'd get on the train and walk the ride to town for about 10, 11 cents. And
they use it as recreation, then, yep, too, as well as carrying supplies. Yeah. my grand.
No.